beamed into Poland under martial law because empty shelves, mouse droppings, three things on the shelves, packets of butter beans, tins of carrots, Izel toilet paper, and nothing even that. What a nice mystery, isn't it? Tin carrots. Who buys tin carrots? Who goes into a shop, thinks, oh, they look nice, I'll try them. And then, you know, perhaps three old women in carpet slippers queuing for the wheat ration or something. You know? So anyway, God, this is depressing. You go to the pub, no better. You walk in, two old locals having a needle game of dongs. Look up, shoot you daggers. Go home, bastard townie. Go home, bastard townie. Hello. And you sit down, because the only other occupants of the pub are a couple of old hippies who've been there since 1966. Probably think it's still a bad acid trip, and they're sort of sat there drinking pints of Whittaker's old patchouli oil. And you think, oh, fuck this, back to the bed and breakfast. God, the bed and breakfast. Why is it British people can't cope with this idea of the paying guest? It's like you pay these people to stay there, but you try and act as inconspicuous as you possibly can. It's like no financial transactions taking place, you know. It's like you've just imposed yourself off the street. You've just walked into the house and thinking, who the fuck are you, you know. You've not just paid me £25, I need to stay here. So you get in. In fact, you might as well rip up that £25 and sleep on a park bench for all the comfort of the B&B. First you try the lounge, the TV lounge. Again, suddenly you're in Poland, martial law, because there's a curfew. You're watching a film, the telly goes off at 11:30. A bloke stands over you. I've got to get up at 6 o'clock this morning. What time are you going to bed? All right, yes, we're going now. So you go up to bed with a sinking heart, which sinks even further when you open the door and find the mauve Candlewick. Now, this is a bad sign, because it is now on the cards that you are going to open up that bed and find mauve nylon sheets. Then the bickering starts. No, look, I pretended to have an allergy last time. It's your turn. Now, come on, we've got to get this shit changed. No, I can't. I mean, we just paid. Oh, I forget it. You get in, you sleep in them. Not only are they nylon, they are bobbly. I don't know what someone's been doing in them, but it's caused a lot of friction. You get in there and it's like sleeping between two pieces of Velcro. You can't even relax going out and about in the countryside because radiation, you know, radiation is everywhere. I mean, it's amazing during the radiation scare, isn't it? Don't eat sheep, don't eat lambs, right? Well, it's great the way it only affects sheep, isn't it? It's really good. Answer being, sheep affected, eat people. Obviously. Anyway, this makes me like radiation. You turn on the television, royalty. It's either one or the other, isn't it? Radiation, royalty. And they are connected because they both induce nausea and are fatal in large doses. Well, this last visit to China, Prince Philip, what a bastard, eh? What a bastard. Racist remarks about slitty-eyed Chinese. Has anybody seen the royal family in the morning after one of Princess Margaret's cocaine parties? They look pretty slitty-eyed, I reckon. And just think of royals, that they all have some kind of weirdness, like Diana, so thin, Princess Diana, the human xylophone. And they're all fascists, it's not just Prince Philip and Princess Michael and Kent, they're all fascists, like the late Duchess of Windsor. Oh, what a sad day that was when that old girl croaked, eh? That was pretty sad. And all the ghoulish pictures and everything, like coming over on the plane, then taken down to Frogmore, and she's all done up for the funeral in a little black number, and then the pictures of her in the coffin, then there's exclusive pictures of her under the ground where she's decomposing a bit now, but never mind. Never mind, you can never be too rich or too thin. And of course the poor woman isn't at rest now, because her arms won't stay like this, they keep going, see! Hell! Turn for some crumb of comfort to the Labour Party? Forget it. Labour Party seem to be packaging themselves like a peg of toilet paper at the moment. Instead of going for this pastel politics look, this sort of, you know, Labour, little rose. It's a kind of tampon that uses that same logo.